It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, because it's unprofessional, that's why. Can you turn it off or at least turn the volume down? No, I don't. It's my phone anyway. Give it. Here, just give it back to me. All right, fine. It's muted, though. You're going to have to leave it muted if we're going to do this. And you've already pressed record. Cool. Okay. So, sorry, folks. Sorry for that. I know this was it's unprofessional. I realize it's unprofessional. It can't hear me right now because I think it's hyper-focused on playing mobile games on my phone right now. Adriel recently got into Candy Crush, and I guess angels are very big fans of soda and candy. And so this has just been the last, pretty much ever since we stopped recording yesterday, just the past 24 hours has just been nonstop. Trying to get a hold of my phone. It's been plugged into the wall the whole time because it's constantly getting used. I don't even want to know. I hope you're not buying anything. I hope you're not buying anything on the phone. No, don't use any of the power-ups. I got the power-ups when I was playing. I got the power-ups. You didn't get any power-ups. Don't use them. They're mine. Sorry, folks. That's not how I like to do the show here. And if this is your first time listening to the show, gosh, what kind of an impression are we making on you right now? I hate to think. If this is the first time you're listening, though, I will say a few words about kind of what we do here on the show. I'm Adam Bash, of course. And Adriel over there is an angel of death and destruction. And he gave me a power/curse to erase one day from the history books, basically. And anybody that was born on that day also gets erased from history. So, you know, pretty weighty decision I have to make. And here I am, distracted by an angel playing mobile games and using up all my fucking power-ups. But I'm nothing if not a consummate professional. I will carry on. Here we are. So yesterday, boy, it was a surprise. September 26th rolled in and just threw up a goose egg. Olivia Newton-John did her best. But she was only a number three. Number two was Jim Caviezel, and number one, Serena Williams. And it was determined that she was kind of a redundancy because we have Venus. Do we need both of them? I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe you do. Maybe you need both of them in your life. I don't think I do. And so this is where we are. So they're rolling in the losers, and we're going to see. Match them up chalk to chalk against today. Hopefully not chalk to chalk. Hopefully it's an easy choice for me today. It's been tough. It's been tough the last. Well, I guess just yesterday was tough. Let's just see what happens, okay? So looking at the day, not a lot. There's some good. But there's not a lot, all things being equal. All right. Well, honorable mentions, Mark Maron, Wilford Brimley. Everybody knows and loves that man from Cocoon and the oatmeal commercial. And Lil Wayne could probably make it in the top three, but we're gonna save the top three for other people, I guess. He probably should be three, but that's okay. It won't really matter. Looking at these people, I don't think it's going to be the difference maker. All right, so number three, we have Avril Lavigne. See, I could have probably switched Lil Wayne with Avril Lavigne. I'll be totally honest. I don't listen to a lot of Lil Wayne's music, but I also don't listen to a lot of Avril Lavigne's music. So six of one, half a dozen the other. They can share the spot. Which one's older? Quick. Yeah, you didn't know, did you? Lil Wayne's older. He's 2 years older. Now you know that. Okay, well, anyway, Avril Lavigne sung about skater boys and see you later boys and other people not being good enough for each other. Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated, Avril? Boy. It's not really complicated because she's been replaced, I think, Isn't that what happened? Didn't she get replaced? Isn't that what everybody decided, that she got replaced by someone else, a lookalike? Maybe it was a Prince and the Pauper type situation where she was tired of being Canada's sweetheart. And so she decided to switch places with a teen she found at the mall. It's possible. Number two, Meatloaf. Yeah, now we're looking at it. Michael Lee Adai, otherwise known as Meatloaf. Meatloaf has had some hits, but he would probably have been okay just on Rocky Horror Picture Show, which in retrospect, yes, it's problematic, but it was the 80s. And Fight Club. You know, he was pretty good in Fight Club, honestly. I can't remember what his name was in that movie. I don't think they ever said it. His name was, not listed anywhere in that movie, I'm sure. Okay. Moving on. It's a joke. I know it's Robert Paulson. That was a joke. Somebody's going to tweet at me and said, his name is Robert Paulson. I know his name was Robert Paulson. That's a fucking joke that I just had to step all over my own joke because somebody was going to ruin it for me. Number one, in my life is best known for having her head in a box. That's right. Gwyneth Paltrow. Sorry, I just ruined Seven for you. If you never saw Seven, that's on you. That's on you at this point. It's not on me. The statute of limitations on spoilers for Seven ended like 15 years ago, folks. Okay, so don't blame me. Anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow. Hey, what can you say about her besides the fact that she named her child Apple? Okay. But a great actress, sure, sure. She's good pretty much any role you stick her in. She's versatile. She's not, I don't think, like really easily replaced in most roles that she's been in. So I think, that would be a pretty big loss, Gwyneth. Gwyneth Paltrow, Meatloaf, Avril Lavigne. I mean, it's not a Jim Henson day. It's not a Bill Murray day. But it's not bad, and it's certainly enough to beat Serena Williams, Olivia Newton-John, and Jim Caviezel. No matter what order you put those three in. Because I know I just did say them out of order. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the order. The fact of the matter is that Gwyneth Paltrow, Meatloaf, Avril Lavigne, smoke them. No problems. No questions. Easy. Easy day. I needed one of those. Okay, good, good. We're all back together. And hopefully I can go drag my phone away from Adriel before I end up with more charges. And I tried arguing some of the charges with Google, but they are not apparently super responsive to my phone got taken away from me by an angel. So, all right. I definitely have to go because I am certain some of my power-ups are getting used. So check out tomorrow on This Day is History. We're almost there. Three more days, I guess, till the end of the month. And we move into October with all new people. So until then, stay fresh. Happy birthday to